We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
On Friday, Ralph texted me in the morning and asked if we could hop on a call later on, and I said, yeah, for sure. From there, we got on a phone call with Kevin, Ralph, and Terry and Kim, and just kind of chatted. They told me what their plan was going forward. It was pretty brief. The phone call was probably about 15 minutes, and then I took some other calls, and through the next couple of days, talked with my agent, sorted through some things, got offers from other teams, and kind of just played my options, and when it came down to it, I thought that this was a really good option for me. I know people are surprised, but when you really break it down, I think it makes sense for me. It makes sense for the team, and we'll see what happens going forward. But I have a really good feeling about it. I don't think it's a slight to anyone that I've played with before to say that I haven't played with anyone like Jack. And, you know, I watch a lot of hockey, and I saw the steps that I thought he took last season as a leader and as the captain of that team. And, you know, people forget that up until about game 50, he was probably the leading candidate for MVP in the league and a guy that was really driving the bus for a team that looked like they were going to make the playoffs for the first time in a while. So that's what I've told people. I think it's a great opportunity to play with Jack. Hopefully I can have a leadership role with him and within the team, but it's his team, and I'm hoping that we can play well together next year.
I just love this song. Could let it go. Dance hall days. You know what, Taylor? I don't care what you say. I'm still surprised that you're a Buffalo Sabre. And we're going to talk about it some more today because due to circumstances that are out of our control, football game being moved to Tuesday, football Monday stayed as was. Yesterday, we had the great fortune of having the day off on a gorgeous day, by the way. And we weren't on yesterday. And Craig, you and I really have not had much time except for off the air to talk about Taylor Hall. He said right there in the quote, good morning, by the way, everybody, Instigators on WGR 550. He said right there, people were surprised. I wrote down here this morning, I'm surprised and I'm still confused. I'm confused in a great way. Like, I don't want to mistake anybody and think that I'm being negative. I'm just shocked because I don't know what I'm more shocked by. I'm not shocked that he took a one-year deal because we talked about that. We talked about, not we, I don't even want to throw him out. You said a long time ago, Taylor Hall could be the guy, and I remember you saying this, could be a guy that be the first big-time free agent to take a one-year deal for like 10, 11. Times are different. But do you remember saying that? Good morning, Craig, by the way.
I do, and I like your fire this morning. Jumped on in the call here this morning a little bit late.
Well, but
it never amazes me how much spunk and energy you have in the morning. It's like you pound three cups of the dark stuff just coming
off. I'm halfway through one.
Like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I've, you know, went through the weekend, you know, watched, you know, a Bills football, you know, game on Tuesday. And here we are today. And I can honestly say that I'm still so elated with this acquisition. You know, it really is to me. It's kind of like I have to pinch myself to kind of to still remind myself that, you know, yes, Taylor Hall did choose the Buffalo Sabres. And, you know, the biggest thing that I find interesting is, you know, we heard a lot and read a lot, and I didn't really read a whole lot on Taylor Hall because I imagined that he would either sign a long-term deal, a big fat contract, long-term deal someplace, or he's going to sign a short-term deal and basically go to a team that was going to, you know, has a chance of winning the Stanley Cup. And one team in particular that I had mentioned a few times was Colorado. They seemed to be kind of, you know, they went through, you know, it was what, 3-4 years ago that they had one of the worst seasons in NHL history. I mean, it was embarrassing bad, but now they've matured. They've acquired some good players. You know, Taylor Hall is at the top of his game. I thought that he would be going to a team like that on a 1-year deal, but I'm going to tell you something. When you start to kind of break down the Buffalo Sabres moving forward with what we have going on here, it hasn't been great for a few years. It's been a little bit of a struggle, but there's so many bright spots on this team, in the organization. You know, the Ralph Kruger is you know, head coach, with Jack Eichel emerging as one of the top players in the National Hockey League. A young Rasmus Dahlin, who's played very well in his first two seasons, but ready to explode in the next few years.
That's what raises the eyebrows for people out there, Riv, is Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall. I want to just say one thing. Sorry to cut you off there, but I want to just say one thing. Our guest at 11, because it goes along with everything we're talking about, our guest at 11 is Elliot Friedman. He did 34 thoughts this week. Thank you, Elliot, for the extra reading. Normally 31. Probably next year will be 32 as the Kraken start to kind of get introduced into the league, but that's not the point. He said that Taylor Hall had offers from other this. You didn't even ask me, number one. You thanked me for my spunk and energy this morning. You didn't say, why are you surprised? Or what am I shocked about or confused about was actually the word I used. And I'm confused in a good way. Elliot Friedman wrote, yesterday I read it this morning, he had offers from teams, and I'm gonna have to go back and read it. I read all of it, so I tried to take in as much information as I could. But $5 million offers from other teams, 1-year deals is what I read.
Really?
I think when we'll get clarification. But what I love about that is that whether it's 5, 6 or whatever, the Sabres paid him $8 million. That's what I am so confused about. And in a happy way when I say confused, because on Friday I never would have thought.
So what are you saying?
They went against what everybody thought they were going to do. I mean, there were reports out there that low $70 million cap and all this stuff, and then you go sign $8 million Taylor Hall. So it clearly, you know, the somewhere between that and now the idea has changed. What?
Why does that confuse you?
Well, maybe the reports were wrong. Maybe those reports were wrong. I don't know, but I certainly, and I don't think anybody, and I went to the gas station today at the Tim Hortons where I get my coffee, and three people said, you know, the Hall, Taylor Hall, can't wait for Jack and Taylor Hall. And they all said that no one would have ever, they said they never would have thought the Sabres would have even been in on them based on where they thought things were going. So, So when I say that, I guess it's a
nobody thought that they would
exactly.
Be in on him.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Thank you.
But I'm going to tell you this: he may have had $5 million, a 1 year deal for $5 million. We've all read. Okay, we all get the same information. We don't have inside information. We all read the same thing. The Pegulas have come out and said that we're going to have an internal cap. Guess what? We're one of like 20. We're one of like 20 teams in the league that are going to be responsible in the way that they spend their money in this year. Okay. But here's the thing. Our owners are out there saying, listen, we are going to make this team better if something great comes along. And Taylor Hall came along. It's a great opportunity. They stepped up to the plate. We are happy. The player's happy. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's one person that's happier than everybody involved, and that's Jack Eichel.
Well, that's the kicker. And just to be clear, just for clarification, the Pegulas never did say they were going to have an internal cap. There was a report that the Sabres amongst
six or seven teams
also in it. But I think
was it six or seven teams, Petey?
Was it more than that?
I read something that there was upwards of 17 teams that are not going to be spending to the cap.
Well,
in today's market and what's going on, you would think that most teams are not going to spend to the cap.
Well, did you see what happened? This is Elliot Friedman's 34 thoughts this week, normally called 31 thoughts. Salaries committed in NHL free agency. First 10 hours or first 30 minutes of 2019, $250 million. First 10 hours of 2020, $300 million. Now, still big numbers, but there were 64 forward contracts at an average cap hit of $1.17 million. And then the ones that got a signing bonus of the big contracts, Taylor Hall being one of them on the longer-term deals, there's for forwards, $2 million average cap hit. I mean, the money is not even being close to being spent the way it was in past years for players. Yep.
And don't you think that's understandable?
Oh, my God, of course. Of course, you know, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, it's in here. He said, I think it's the Vegas Golden Knights. He said, like, he needs 40% capacity in his building. Yeah. For Vegas, creating the cap room for Pietrangelo was hard, creating even more. Hold on. That's the wrong paragraph there. But someone said that they needed, it was the owner in Vegas, said they needed at least 40% capacity for it to be financially feasible for them to operate. So, I mean, of course, teams aren't going to spend the money, which is what shocks me, which is what shocked me, I think, when Taylor Hall signed. And I think it's when you, how can you pass up a player like that if you can get him? How can you
You know what? It works both ways, right? As the fans, as a fan, we are all saying, wow, I never imagined a player like Taylor Hall would sign in Buffalo. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Jack Eichel wants to win. He is now, you now have acquired a player that Jack has never had the opportunity to play with. He's playing with a guy that was drafted first overall. He's playing with a guy that was a former Hart Trophy winner.
He's playing with a guy that can actually really keep up.
Keep up.
In all levels.
I would love to see who's the faster player on the ice. Taylor Hall is a bottle rocket. He's been one of the fastest players in the NHL for years. And you look at everything that's going on. There's a lot of very pleased people. Now you have Taylor Hall, who was getting 1 year offers for $5 million, maybe $6 million. And we stepped up to the plate and we paid him and he's happy. Jack's happy. The organization is happy. And most importantly, the fan base has never, and this is just my opinion, the fan base has never been so happy than what it is right now. Now, here's the thing. When you bring in a player like Taylor Hall, you do not get wins automatically. That's not how this game works. I don't care. You can bring in all the stars in the world to your team.
Well, what do you get?
Now you got to work for it. Now you got to put it together. Now you got to go out and you have to earn everything every day.
But you get the, you know what you get? If you're Ralph Kruger, you get the luxury of starting your line, of setting your lines, starting to set your lines, which is something you love to do quite regularly, to be honest. But
there's nothing I love more than trying to figure out players that are trending upwards, players that are teetering off, and players that are dropping.
Do you remember our conversation a year ago at this time, what it was about? I know hockey's not starting today, but let's just say hypothetically it was. Do you remember what our conversation was a year ago?
Really?
Who's going to play?
I remember what we talked about this weekend.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was my point. It was actually my point. I didn't want you to remember so I could remind you.
Okay.
But it would have been cool if you did remember, because that would have meant it was really important to you. Who's going to play second line center? Who's going to play third line center? Who's going to play? Sorry, we don't number our lines around here, but we didn't have any centermen, so you had to number them.
And
now Ralph Kruger literally gets to sit in his office, because I think he's back in Buffalo, and put his feet up and say, okay, so here's a guarantee. Eichel, Staal, Eakin, Lazar, left side, Hall, Skinner, right side, for now, Reinhardt. Then you have, on a little bit of an offside board, you have Thompson, Oposo, name me another right winger.
Olofsson.
No, you said the other day he's not a right winger.
Well, listen, I believe any
winger can play right wing or left wing. I don't care what you say, and I don't care what Taylor Hall said the other day about it must be hard if you're a right-hand shot defenseman playing the other side. Maybe. But when you're a winger, Riv, doesn't matter. But go ahead. He can play right wing.
I think you're totally wrong with this.
I played wing. You said to me the other day it's the easiest position in the NHL to play, which I didn't really take offense to it, but I did. I didn't
it
want to tell
absolutely
you that.
Is the easiest position on the ice to play. There's no question
you're
about
an
it.
Idiot.
There's
I'm
no
telling
question
you right now,
it.
He can play
that
right
being
wing.
That being said, I believe players should be playing on their strong sides. It's the way you receive pucks. It's the way you move the puck. It is a completely different game when you're playing strong side. Now, here's the thing. Are there players out there like yourself and Ovi? So yeah, I'll put you in the same breath as Ovi. Both you generational talents love to play your off wing. Maybe you have a bad eye on the one side. I don't know. But I will say that there are players that do like playing on the offside. You know, you want to know another person that likes playing on his offside?
Mike Hoffman.
Yes, that's true. But I don't know where that came from. But he played
Thomas Vanek.
Thomas Vanek loved to play on his offside, could take a pass on his backhand as well as he could take it on his forehand. And that is very odd. Not everybody can take a missile bullet pass from a defenseman on his backhand, receive it, and move and keep moving with speed. All I'm saying, Petey, is listen, I understand. I will not tell you.
Yeah, we definitely got sidetracked there on the wing conversation, but go ahead.
All I'm trying to say to you is this, that I believe that most players should be playing strong side positions. And that's all I'm going to say.
So back to what we were talking about, I was saying that Ralph Kruger sits in his office with his feet up. And basically what I was saying was, what a lineup to like start to piece together. Everyone's talking about what Montreal is doing. And I will recognize they have made some unbelievable moves to better their team this offseason. But you cannot sit and tell me, I'm going to say this right now, when Taylor Hall was in New Jersey, this roster right here in Buffalo today, adding Taylor Hall was better than New Jersey's was when he took them there as a Hart Trophy winner to the playoffs. I believe that. They didn't have a Jack Eichel, okay? They didn't have a Dahlin. But that being said, I'm not guaranteeing anything, because this league is getting better and better and teams are getting better and better. But the Buffalo Sabres, you cannot ignore what they've done. You brought up a point before the show. You said, how many points were they behind Montreal last year How many points did they miss the playdowns from? How many points? Was it one? Two? Three?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm not even looking at it. I haven't looked at it in forever, but I can tell you that it's around there, I think. Because Buffalo was right there in the cut, remember? There was a point where there was even a scenario where they got in. But it was how they were going to do it. My point is that you – and we've started this conversation, if you're just tuning in, just rehashing the signing of Taylor Hall. And we haven't even talked about Cody Eakin yet and what he does to the depth. But this team – and we've said this for years, and we've always kind of teetered on it, you know, where it's like, yeah, you know, if they play well, they stay healthy and everyone performs, and you got to get this from this guy and that from that guy, you know. But that was before you had Hall, Stahl, Eakin. And Eakin's a huge pickup, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I think this team is seriously not a contender for a cup, but there's no reason why they can't make the playoffs.
And I agree with that.
It comes down to goaltending. Right now, it comes down to goaltending. Sorry, go ahead. You agree with what?
I don't think it comes down to goaltending. I think our goaltender's going to be solid. I believe in Linus Allmark. I believe in Carter Hutton. I do believe that they're strong. Are they elite in the league? No. But there's a lot of teams in the league that have gone with tandem goaltending. I think that... I believe in both of our goaltenders. What I will hope is that our defensive game and responsibility becomes a priority. I think that we have offensive ability and lots of it. But if offensive players that are super talented don't care about defense and they're there to rest, then we are going to be in big trouble. And I don't care who you put in there as our goaltender. Defense needs to be a priority. And that's the way you're going to win hockey games.
Taylor Hall talked. He mentioned that. He talked about, I don't know how he put it. And I mean, we saw so much of him last week. I saw him everywhere. He was everywhere. And then he was on with us. But he said somewhere about, he stressed and emphasized the importance of even the top players being solid in their own end.
Oh, listen,
he said that.
And all the talented players, give me all the guys that have the skill, the dynamic play. If you don't play defense, you're going to be in big trouble. If you can get high end skilled hockey players to care about defense as much as they do offense, you will have a winning team. Guaranteed.
Some teams can get away with guys that curl and look to blow the zone. Some, you know, I mean, that's what Connor McDavid does. That's Connor McDavid right there to a T. Is it not? I'm not trying to discredit him as a player. He is by far and away the most electrifying player and exciting player to watch, but he's not the best all-around player in the NHL.
He is certainly the most dynamic. He is certainly the most creative offensively. He's the most dangerous, but he's also, what was his plus minus this year? How'd that work out for him? Is that him? It's
well, tell me, what was it? I mean, I'm assuming it's bad with that tone. I think I want to remember he was like minus 15 or something, but that might be low or high depending on how you look at it.
Listen, bottom line, you can have all the talent in the world. If they're not prepared to do what it takes to win, and there's two sides to the game of hockey. There's the defensive side, and there's the offensive side.
And guess who? So Taylor Hall mentions that. You have Eric Stahl, who knows that's how you win. You have Cody Eakin, who that's his pride and joy, is taking pride in preventing goals, as much as I know that he can contribute offensively. But we're going to go to break here, and I want to know from you, Jumbo Joe's on the move maybe. And I want to know if you have some, Hold on. Let's grab a call. I didn't even pump the call lines, but you can call us from here on out. We'll take your calls. Elliot's at 11 and we'll take your calls at 11:30. I apologize. I haven't talked to Craig alone in years. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. you can call us. And we have a call from Dave in Angola. And let's hear from Dave. You're on the line with Andrew and Craig on WGR 550.
What's up, boys?
Dave. Oh, hey, Dave, what's going on?
I was wondering if, what was my question? I forgot.
Sam Reinhart? Was it Sam Reinhart?
Sam Reinhart, yes. You guys didn't mention him. I would hate to see him get rid of him. Do you agree?
All right.
Well, what's your question, Dave?
Well, my question was, I hope they hold on to him, but do you think they made, like, the lesser signings, like Gergensen's and, you know, the Montours? And do you think they made that to make a trade maybe in the future? To just have...
Gergensen in particular, just to answer that question, Gergensen in particular, Dave, he was on the top penalty kill last year. He is in as much as, you know, to win games, you need to kill penalties. You need to be defensively responsible. You need to have energy. And Gergensen brings that to this team. And that is the reason why he was re-signed. He's a very good penalty killer, which is something that's very important moving forward with this team. So that's kind of why he's not, they didn't sign him to look to move him in the future. He is going to be a piece to the puzzle here in Buffalo.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for the call, Dave, because he did mention Montour, and we'll talk about Montour on the other side of the break, because
it's Montour a little different.
Then let's talk about that. Cause these guys, listen, you have Joki Harju, Rasmus Ristolainen, Brandon Montour, Colin Miller. What do they all have in common? If you don't know, we'll tell you on the other side of the break, because we do know. And Joe Thornton, could he be a Leaf? Does Riv have any inside information? After we talk Montour, we're going to go around the NHL. There's tons of news and notes going on around the league. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators. Craig Andrew, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Elliot Friedman coming up at 11 o'clock. We will talk what's going on around the NHL with him. We had a call last segment, the end of last segment, and he asked us about Sam Reinhart and Brandon Montour. And I asked to hold on about Brandon Montour. And he made a good point, and he said, do any of these signings maybe potentially lead to trades down the road? And I wondered that about Montour. You got him signed to a one-year deal. It's a good contract for both sides. And you wonder if maybe that is potentially there. Because, as I mentioned, Joki Harju, Miller, Risto, and Montour, what do they all have in common, Riv?
Righties.
And they all make a lot of money. Well, with the exception of Joki Harju, but he's going to. In the hockey world, ladies and gentlemen, not real life. He makes unbelievable money in real world, but in sports world, it's like, it's 900 grand. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Do you want to grab calls or do you want to answer?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Absolutely. No, no, no. Let's grab a couple calls.
Frank in Toronto is Frank in Toronto wants to get on. I was going to read what he wants to talk about. That's not my job. It's his. Frank, you're on the line with Andrew and Craig. WGR 550. What's going on?
Hey guys. So I couldn't be more ecstatic. I'm with Craig here. Unbelievable. What a surprise. Taylor Hall is a Buffalo Sabre. It brings it like, it's like, I'm so excited for this season to get going. Him and Jack, let's do this. But then there's that, like, a little bit of negativity that's growing inside of me. What happens if it doesn't work out? And what I mean is, what happens if, again, come the deadline, we're sellers? I think this could be it for Jack, saying we're about to trade Taylor Hall because it didn't work out. I need to be the next one to go. And that's what scares me. Like, if this doesn't work and they're, again, in the basement of the standing, and we were looking to trade him, this could be it for Jack. This could be it. This could be the final straw, last move to save Jack for not requesting a trade out. With the rumors this past offseason, this, like, that's what scares me the most of this signing. Like, here it is. Like, this is it. And then the second part of my thing I want to bring up with you guys is Sam Reinhart. With Gallagher getting $6.5 million over 6 years, I don't think the Sabres will do a long-term deal with Sam, but I think in arbitration, I think he can get anywhere between $6 and $7 million, and that also scares me because I don't think he's a $7 million player. I think he falls in line like a $5 and $5.5 million. So those are my two things, and hopefully, obviously, it works out and we don't get to that point, but there is that little, like, negative, like, in me, like, if this doesn't work.
Frank, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you believe Sam Reinhart in arbitration is going to get in between $6 and $7 million?
Well, because it's comparables, right? Comparables to other players around the league. If you look at what Brendan Gallagher just signed for, and you compare him with...
Brendan Gallagher scored 30 goals twice in his career. This year, he was on pace for another year of 30. Mm-hmm. Sam Reinhart's never scored 30 goals before.
Jack Eichel only has one 30-goal season himself, and he has a $10 million contract. I don't think it corresponds.
I know, but that's Jack Eichel, and he signed it coming out of he's also been one of the best guys in the league.
Hey, Frank, I think Craig's trying to say is I don't think Sam Reinhart's
comparable is more a guy like Max Domi, who just signed with Columbus.
That's
for 5.3.
Craig. I completely forgot about that signing. To be honest, I think it's just the most recent one. I just looked at their stats; it was pretty comparable. Sam's a little bit younger, and I could just see the Sabres saying, "Okay." I could see just an arbitrator saying, "Okay, we'll give them $6.5 million on a 1-year deal, and then do arbitration again next year." But do we know if Sam files for a 1-year or 2-year arbitration case, because that's what you can do, right? It's 1 year or 2 years.
I think that has to be agreed upon. I think.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you guys,
Frank.
Yep.
I like you, Frank. Thanks
Great
for the
call.
Call. Great call. And I'm going to answer your Eichel Hall thing too. Where are you from, Toronto, Frank? Oh, he hung up. All right. I wanted to keep talking to Frank. I liked him. He said something about. I wanted to ask him half full or half empty kind of mindset there with the Eichel Hall thing. And I agree with his fear. I understand his fear, but ladies and gentlemen, let me just take you. I know we like to tell stories and Riv, we'll get to all the calls that are lining up. We have Elliot Friedman at 11, but he said something about Hall and Eichel. And if it doesn't work, and I need everyone to understand something so they understand my train of thought. And I know Craig's probably absolutely too, because I played with him. And I think if there's any other professional athlete listening, they're probably going to agree with me. If you are on the Buffalo Sabres, I don't care if you're Jeff Skinner, Eric Staal, whoever the 13th forward is, whoever the guy in Roch is that might be here for 30 games. Okay? Let me tell you what they're saying. They don't think like that. It's not that they don't think like that because they can't. It's they automatically say, and I would automatically say, this is going to be unbelievable for our team.
I guess my question, Frank, is
that's how people have to think, because these moves aren't, sorry, Riv, these moves aren't being made for hope. They're not. You're not spending $8 million on a one-year deal for Taylor Hall for hope. It's not hope. You are banking on certainty here. And I like the train of thought. And I like the thought. And your team, your what this does for your players that are going to be on the roster, it boosts their morale. Simple as that. I mean, I like how Frank thinks. I think how he thinks is fair and understandable. And what if, and the fear is good. I like that he's afraid that maybe you might lose a guy like Jack, but I think you have to approach it as the way I just said. There's only one outcome here. There is only one outcome. And that's success. That's it, period. End of story. You worry about that, Frank, if that happens down the road. But I don't know, Riff. Maybe I went on too long there in a rant that made no impact on the show.
I completely agree with what you're saying. Why are we even worried about if this is not going to work?
I don't
the
know.
The last thing in everybody's mind is what we're worried if it doesn't work. How about we just acquired one of the best players in unrestricted free agency? He is arguably the best player that the Sabres have ever signed in unrestricted free agency. Why are we now sitting here talking about if it doesn't work? How about let's go out and make it work? I think Jack Eichel is worried about not having it work. He made it work last
year. What if it doesn't work? But what if it doesn't work? Like, you think you got to being number two overall or one overall with success and wealth and fame and all of it by saying, what if? Absolutely not. These guys are sitting there and they're going, this is going to be one of the most incredible opportunities of both of our careers. And whoever's riding shotgun with us, if it's Sam, great. Hop on and let's go for a nice long ride. These guys are not, nobody is sitting there saying, what if?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Like, if Kevin Adams is sitting there and he happens to be listening to this, if he does, I'm not saying he is, but if he does, I don't think for a second, Stanley Cup champion, by the way, but I don't think for a second that he would say that when Carolina made the moves they made, or they brought in weight, or they brought in Brind'Amour, whenever they did, and they brought in Glenn Wesley, and they played Cam Ward as a rookie. Like, I don't think they're sitting there going, what if?
Yeah.
Well, what if he lets in a squeaker? Well, how about you do everything you can to prevent the squeaker? Like,
yep.
That's what I think baffles me most about fans is that you need to truly understand the mindset of these players. There is no, and I love Frank. I want him to call back, but there's no inkling of doubt that Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall don't think they're going to go out and create magic.
I'm not even talking about the players. I'm talking about a fan. Why are we sitting here? Why is Frank in Toronto sitting in his house and thinking about, oh man, this is awesome that we got Taylor Hall, but what if it doesn't work?
Coffee's
oh, my Lord, man. I mean, let's enjoy this. Yeah. Let's watch Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall build chemistry together. Let's watch this thing take off. And I think that's exciting, and that's the way that we should be looking at this.
Okay. 803-0550. Did you want to say something else?
Take Stephen Buffalo.
Oh, are you hosting the show? Go ahead, host the show.
Well, let's go.
Go ahead. Host the show. Take it. Who are we taking?
Steve,
you want Steve? I wanted Ray. We'll get Ray after. Stevie Ray. We'll go, hey, Steve in Buffalo. Are you on the line with Andrew and Craig?
How you doing this morning?
Is this Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve. I'm here.
Okay, then we're good. What's going on, Steve?
First of all, as sad as I was when Breer and Drury left Buffalo, I am equally happy now that Hall's here. And I just wanted to make a comment that I think Kevin Adams has a couple bullets in his gun now. If arbitration for Reinhart doesn't go the way we hope it does, and like you guys said, we have a plethora of right defensemen, I think he's got something in mind to either bring in that left-handed defenseman or bring in a goalie or whatever to improve the team again, you know, packaging Reinhart and one of those defensemen. I'm going to hang up real quick and just listen to you guys talk about that. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I'm not taking that off the table. I am not taking that off the table at all. I and listen, everyone out there that listens to this show, Craig, you're smiling. I love Sam Reinhart. But is there someone else that can do what he does on their line that maybe you already have that could be cheaper and you could build your roster by trading this phenomenal asset?
There's a few ways of looking at this, and I like the way Steve is thinking, and I'm gonna throw something at you where you're either gonna completely roll your eyes or you might even somewhat agree with me. Let's just do the hypothetical thing. Let's play a game. Let's have some fun.
That's all we do around here.
So let's just say that Kevin Adams is maybe looking at trading Sam Reinhart. In order to trade Sam Reinhart, you need to make sure that you have something that can, kind of like take the place of Sam Reinhart, equal Sam Reinhart, because he's a great player. There's no question about it. And I'm just thinking out loud, being that crazy guy. What if the Sabres were going to sign Mike Hoffman? What if the Sabres would go out there and sign Mike Hoffman to a short-term contract, just like everybody else is signing, and you move Sam Reinhart for a first-round draft pick and prospects? Is that crazy for me to think about? Is that crazy for you to think about? Does that help the organization build up its war chest of draft picks? And
tell you who, listen, no disrespect to Sam, but if I'm a young right winger on this team and that happened, like if I'm Tage Thompson or Dylan Cousins or Victor Olofsson, I'm sitting there going, please trade him. And it's not because they don't like him. It's not because they don't think he's good or can't help the team, but they want his spot.
Yeah.
They want his spot, but if you're saying bring somebody else in, I don't know. I don't know what Sam Reinhart's
about. I'm talking about building our team, because when you look at Mike Hoffman, I'm gonna read you statistics.
Read it after the break. Sorry to do this because we have a full phone line here, and we got Elliot at 11. Sorry, man. I gotta listen. This is the most talkative you've been in months, so I was not expecting it. Instigators, we'll be right back. Craig, Andrew. Final segment for this hour coming up, Elliot Friedman at 11. We'll get back into calls and stuff at 11:30. We'll take some calls on the other side of the break. Stick around. We're getting some great response from fans. Instigators, WGR 550.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right. I have just opened Twitter for the first time. We are taking calls. Elliot Friedman at 11. So Ray's been hanging on the entire time, dangling by a thread. Ray, you are on the line with Andrew and Craig on the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. What's going on, Ray? That is, you have a meeting or something at 11?
No, lunch break, actually.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's going on?
No worries. So I heard you guys said you like stories, Petey. I want to tell a 30-second story back about 12 years ago, maybe a little bit more. I was on the Saber Kids Club, and it was you, I want to say Coletta, and maybe Adam Mayer skating around with us. And I remember you guys were my favorite trio that year, and I loved the scrap. I loved the physicality of it. And we actually fought, and obviously you let me win because that's just, you know, the kind of guy you are. And I went and told all the boys and girls in middle school. I was like, yeah, fought Andrew Peters, not a big deal. One and oh on the records for fighting. So I just want to tell that quick story before I get into what I wanted to ask. So you mentioned Dylan Cousins and Tage Thompson. Where do you see both of them? I want Tage to kind of be more of a force this year. I know we've signed a couple guys for league minimum, but where do you see both of them coming in? Do you see Cousins getting any time at all, or what's your opinion on that?
Well, before Craig answers that, Ray, I'll say I appreciate you saying that I let you win, but there's a good chance you beat me fair and square. Hey, I might have just had a bad day. I might have been trying, Craig. Thanks for the call, Ray. Craig, go ahead. Where do they fit for you?
Where does Cousins fit? Interesting. I would say that Cousins is going to fit on
the third. You sent him back to junior last week, didn't you?
Yeah, listen, I mean,
that's not a terrible move either, by the way.
It's not a terrible move. I do believe that Dylan Cousins is probably better suited to come to the Buffalo Sabres. I think he's better suited to play on the third line with Eakin and whoever that left winger is going to be. And, you know, he'll be well protected by the top two lines and Jack Eichel's line and Eric Staal's line. And for that matter, the Lazar, Oposo, and Gergensen line, because that's going to be one heck of a line too. So I believe that Dylan Cousins is going to be in a good position be protected. And, you know, it'll be interesting to, you know, see who gets placed where.
One more call here before we head to break. And let's grab Tony in Niagara Falls. Tony's been waiting a while. Tony, you're on the line. And callers, just so you know, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Write it down. We're going to take calls after Elliot at 1130. We'll get you back on the line, and we'll get some new ones. But we'll continue on this conversation. Tony in Niagara Falls, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
What's happening with you today, Tony?
Goaltending. I still think, I feel that they should go after Fleury, pay part of his contract, you know, get him for a little less money. I think he's a veteran. He's a good goalie. To trade Hutton for him, I think we need a veteran goalie there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tony. Craig, we actually touched on goalie a little earlier.
Yep.
But is that something, I sound like Bob from Entourage. What if I told you the Sabres could get Fleury for Hutton and maybe something else with less salary? Is that something you might be interested in?
Not whatsoever.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't, Bob. Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be turning 36 in the month of November. 36. 2 years left on his deal at $7 million. Now, listen, I mean, does Vegas want to – are they going to have to take part of his salary? The answer is yes. But I just look at Linus Ullmark, and I don't understand why, you know, we're looking to move on from a Linus Ullmark as our guy and bring in a 36-year-old Marc-Andre Fleury. I don't understand where the upside in that is. I think Linus Ullmark on our team last year is a rare, very, very solid goaltender. So I don't have any problems with Linus Ullmark.
Yeah, and I think I said somewhere the other day that I believe he's deserved the chance to prove whether he is the goalie of the future or not with how he played last year. I really do believe that. Instigators, we'll be back with Elliot Friedman. We're going to talk about how did the Hall signing all come about. He seems to have some inside information. There were teams that were out there that were offering him contracts. Boston might have been the closest to Buffalo. What's going on with Joe Thornton? What's going on with Mackenzie Weegar? He called him his nephew the other day, but it's his cousin.
Yep.
And what's next for the Sabres? Are they in the market for a goalie? Are they looking to move for a left-hand shot defenseman? What's Reinhardt looking at, arbitration and Olofsson? All that with Elliot Friedman coming up next. And your calls at 1130. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.